Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight. Tonight we're going to be doing two parts to the show. The first part will be jazz artists of history with major birthdays. And we will have such artists with major birthdays as Lil Hardin Armstrong, Nina Simone, Claude the Fiddler Williams, Harold Land and Frank Butler, and John Handy in the first hour. And then the third hour will be a tribute to the late Donald Byrd. Donald Byrd died on February the 4th in Delaware, and he was, of course, one of the great hard bop trumpeters of the 50s and 60s, and so we will spend the hour with him as part of the show. And that'll be coming your way here on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. And this is our Jazz Artists of History with Major Birthdays. We're going to hear the pianist and wife at the time of Louis Armstrong, Lil Hardin Armstrong, with the Louis Armstrong Hot Five, doing Jazz Lips. It's her composition, Armstrong's on cornet, Kidori trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, and Johnny St. Cyr on banjo. This is Jazz Unlimited and our show on jazz artists of history with major birthdays. My name is Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight. We heard Jazz Lips done by the 1926 version of the Louis Armstrong Hot Five with Armstrong on cornet, Kidori trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Hardin Armstrong, his wife at the time, on piano, and she would have had 115th birthday this month. and Johnny St. Cyr on banjo. We've got Count Basie with Claude Williams, and also Claude Williams with Jay McShann, and we're going to be hearing the John Handy Quintet in this hour, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we've got a set of two. The first one is a Benny Goodman Trio of 1944, and Mel Powell, the pianist, would have been 90 this month. Goodman is on clarinet, and Eddie Grady is on drums. And the tune is a kind of a rare one, Everything I've Got Belongs to You. And then Nina Simone will be on vocal and piano. She would have been 80 this month. She's accompanied by Al Shackman on guitar, Chris White bass, and Rob Hamilton on drums in 1961 on House of the Rising Sun. Thank you.
house in New Orleans. They call it the rising sun. If I had only listened to what my mama said, I'd be at home today. But being so young and foolish, my Lord, let a gambling lead me astray. Now my mother is a tailor. She sews those new blue jeans. And my sweetheart is a drunkard, Lord. Drinks down in New Orleans. Now the only thing that a drunken man needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he's satisfied, Lord, is when somebody go get my baby sister. Tell her to do, never to do what I have done. But shun that house in New Orleans. They call it the Rising Sun. Well, I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost won. Yes, I'm going back to spend my the rising sun.
That was a set of two here on Jazz Unlimited with Jazz Artists of History with Major Birthdays. I'm Dennis Owsley. The first one was Everything I've Got Belongs to You, the Benny Goodman Trio, with Benny on clarinet, Mel Powell, who would have been 90 this month, on piano, and Ed Grady on drums in 1944. And then in 1961, House of the Rising Sun by Nina Simone on vocal and piano, who would have been 80. She's accompanied by Al Shackman on guitar, Chris White bass, and Rob Hamilton on drums. We have the Gerald Wilson Orchestra, the Frank Butler Quintet, and the John Handy Quintet coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we have a set of two featuring guitarist-violinist Claude Williams, who would have been 105 this month, first one is Roseland Shuffle with Basie and his orchestra and Lester Young on tenor. It's a 1937 recording, and Williams was the guitarist for the first four Count Basie orchestra recordings, and then we will hear him with Jay McShann on San Antonio Rose following the station break.
Thank you.
that was Roseland Shuffle and San Antonio Rose, both played by Quad Williams. On guitar on the first one and on violin on the second one. He would have been 105 this month. The first one, Roseland Shuffle, was the Count Basie Orchestra making its first four recordings. And he was replaced quickly afterwards by Freddie Green. But this is a 1937 recording. Lester Young was heard on tenor. And then the San Antonio Rose was in 1996, almost 60 years later. Jay McShann on piano, Quad Williams on violin, Christian McBride on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums at Carnegie Hall. We've got Thelonious Monk and Bluesiana Triangle and Dave McKenna coming up, so please stay tuned. Now we're going to have a set of two again. The first one is the Gerald Wilson Orchestra doing Out of This World, and Harold Land is in the band on tenor. He would have been 85, and the drummer, Frank Butler, would have also been 85, and this is 1968. And then we will hear the Frank Butler Quintet doing Miles Davis 4, Teddy Edwards and Joe Farrell on tenor, Dolo Coker on piano, Monty Budwig bass, and Butler on drums in 1978.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited's show on jazz artists of history with major birthdays. And we heard the Gerald Wilson Orchestra doing Out of This World with two people who would have been 85 this month in the band, Harold Land on tenor and Frank Butler on drums. And it's a 1968 recording. And then we heard Frank Butler's quintet of 1978 with Teddy Edwards and Joe Farrell on tenors, Dolo Coker on piano, Monty Budwig bass, and Butler on drums. And the tune was Miles Davis's Four. We have Bluesiana Triangle with Art Blakey and Fathead Newman and Dr. John, Dave McKenna and Thelonious Monk coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we've got one by the John Handy Quintet of 1966. The tune is called Tears of Ole Miss, and it obviously has to do with civil rights and segregation. Handy is heard on alto. He is still alive at 80. Michael White on violin, Jerry Hahn on guitar, Don Thompson bass, and Terry Clark drums, following the station break. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley. That piece closed the first hour of Jazz Unlimited's Jazz Artists of History with Major Birthdays. It's called Tears of Ole Miss, done by the John Handy Quintet. John Handy on alto, who is 80 and still kicking. Michael White on violin. Jerry Hahn on guitar. Don Thompson on bass. And Terry Clark on drums. It was recorded in 1966. We've got Dave McKenna and Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, who would have been 90 this month, to start the second hour. And the tune is You Must Believe in Swing. And McKenna and DeFranco will be coming your way following the station break.